Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 17th of November, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Lapland 967, expected Finland 976 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, 40s, Cromarty. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, east or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south. Showers, good. Seoul, north backing northwest, 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Lundy Fastnet, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea, west or northwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rockall, Mallon. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Hebrides. Northwest, veering north 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. North, veering northeast 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Northwest 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 5 to 7, snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 16th of November. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, recent precipitation 19 miles, 1014, steady. Stornoway, west northwest 2, recent rain 7 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 6, slight rain 2 miles, 1,002, rising. Wick Automatic, northwest 4, recent rain, 8 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west-northwest, 5, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,008, falling more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 35 miles, 1,011, now rising. Boomer, west by south, 3, 1,011, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 3, 1011, falling slowly. Sandity light vessel automatic, west-northwest, 6, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich light vessel automatic, west, 6, 2 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west by north, 5, 1016, falling slowly. Jersey, west-northwest, 3, 24 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west by south, 5, 1018. Scilly automatic, north by east, 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Aberporth, northwest, 5, 22 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valley, northwest, 4, 16 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest, 6, mist, 3 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by north, 1, 16 miles, 1022, steady. Ronald's Way, west by north, 4, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malinhead, northwest, 5, 8 miles, 1016, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest, 5, 16 miles, 1015, steady. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 16th of November, 2024. The general situation. On Sunday, a moderate to strong and showery northwesterly flow will dominate, with gales likely in northeast Scotland. On Monday, a deepening low will then move steadily in from the Atlantic to be centred across the middle of Britain by Monday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in Murray Firth. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, near Rattray Head. Wintry showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 5 or 6, backing west, 4 or 5 for a time. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest, 5 or 6, backing west, 4 or 5, then veering northwest later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly, 4 or 5, veering northwesterly, 5 or 6, then backing westerly, 4 or 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, 4 or 5, backing westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Occasional drizzle at first, showers later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest, 4 or 5, backing west, 5 to 7 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, 4 or 5, backing west, 5 or 6 later, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, 4 or 5, backing west, 5 to 7 later, showers, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, veering northerly later in north, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock. West or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers, but rain for a time in south. Good, occasionally moderate in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. west to northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5 later. Showers good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time and south. Showers, turning wintry later, good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. Northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale at first. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Ron Brown in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service.
We have an entire generation that's grown up with watching YouTube. One of its strengths and the reason it's been so successful nearly 20 years now is that it can be kind of all things to all people.
It recently became the first streaming service with more than 10% of all TV use in America.
It's not regulated in the same way that traditional broadcasters are in many countries.
It's a powerful global force.
YouTube is so diverse, so big, it has an edge over pretty much anything in the market.
This week we're asking, is YouTube's disruption of TV now complete?
YouTube found its own niche area for dominating, and that's user-generated content. But they always need to watch out what their competitors are doing.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Chinese President Xi Jinping has told President Biden he's willing to work for a smooth transition when Donald Trump takes office in January. The two met on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Peru, Mr. Biden's last meeting as US president with his Chinese counterpart. President Biden has said ties between the two nations should focus on competition, not conflict.
We haven't always agreed, but our conversations have always been candid and always been frank. These conversations prevent miscalculations, and they ensure the competition between our two countries will not veer into conflict. That's our responsibility.
Mr. Xi described the relationship between China and the US as having ups and downs, but said it played a key role in shaping global stability. The US President-elect Donald Trump has picked a fossil fuel executive to be his energy secretary. Chris Wright is the CEO of fracking company Liberty Energy, who's previously downplayed the urgency of the climate crisis. His appointment aligns with Mr. Trump's campaign pledge to back the oil and gas industry. Here's Rowan Bridge.
During his campaign, Donald Trump promised his new administration would drill, baby, drill and increase the extraction of fossil fuels. He's now picked a staunch defender of the industry to lead the Department of Energy. Chris Wright has called climate change activists alarmists and has likened efforts by Democrats to combat global warming to communism. There is no climate crisis, he said in a video posted to his LinkedIn profile last year. A supporter of fracking, he made a media splash when he drank fracking fluid on camera to show it wasn't dangerous.
A human rights group in the Venezuelan says more than 100 prisoners detained during protests following last July's disputed presidential election were freed on Saturday. Soldiers were seen escorting them to be reunited with waiting families. Mimi Swaby reports.
There were emotional scenes outside Venezuelan